Martha Graham, where are you now that we need you? At my talent agency's recent holiday bash, I was chatting with the agency's head bookkeeper when I blurted out, "Boy, I would love to have a list of all the signed agency voiceover talent and their gross earnings for 2011. My comment was half serious, half in jest, but there was nothing jocular about her response. Her reply was serious, professional, ladylike, but right in my face. I loved her candor. She looked me squarely in the eyes and said, "That was privileged information never to be shared with clients." Realizing my request was both outrageous and probably illegal, I replied, "I know that, Judy, but I would so enjoy having that information." You know, I'm such a competitive bastard, I thought. I'm dying to know which guys are earning $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year. But peering deeply down into my heart, my true motivation isn't just curiosity or jealousy. What I really want to know is what these guys are doing right. What do they know that I do not know? What's missing from my career and work? Don't get me wrong. It's not like my ego isn't sufficiently stroked. Colleagues and clients often praise my work. By most standards, I am reasonably successful. The problem is I don't feel successful, and I'm haunted by what I might be missing. Later that evening, Martha Graham popped into my head. When I was a 22-year-old acting student, I took over a year of modern dance classes at the Graham School on East 63rd Street. I vividly remember an elderly Miss Graham, as she was called, floating into class one afternoon, wearing a sheer, diaphanous black thing. It certainly was not a dress. And commanding all 20 of us students. "Look at the dancer on your right. Now look at the dancer on your left. Now look straight ahead and never look at them again. Dance is not a competitive sport. You compete only with the self you are capable of becoming." Wow. For decades, I've tried to follow her advice. The moral of this tale? Voiceover is not a competitive sport.